Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. We're driving the train till 8 o'clock tonight on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Go247, Glenn West, who covers the LSU Fighting Tigers. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Glenn, I'm going to ask you something sort of out of the what we were going to talk about, but Foster Morrow comes visit the Saints over the weekend. What I would call a big man tight end. They used him a lot as a run blocker at LSU the last year. He caught a few more passes than what he had certainly in the first three there, but really good special teams player, run blocker, a big man receiver downfield. I know he's been courted by the Bengals, Joe Burrow, and has that relationship with him in that one year in 2018. Your thoughts on Foster Morrow with the Saints, because now Dalton Schultz, and it was just announced, he has signed a one-year deal, $9 million with the Houston Texans. Everybody's cashing in on a one-year deal. Your thoughts on Foster Morrow? This guy went to Jesuit High School, LSU, sure. And then he goes to the Raiders, but with the possibility of him returning back to Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm actually, it's funny you mentioned Foster. I actually grew up playing basketball with Foster as a freshman.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, we did a little travel team ball together as when I was in high school. So, yeah, I mean, I'm
how was he as a basketball player?
Oh, he was big. I mean, I had to guard him in practice. He was a big kid even then, and so I'm no slouch myself in that area, but he was definitely strong and big. So, but no, it was great. I mean, Foster. Certainly has carved out a role for himself as an NFL player, certainly as a blocker, as a goal line threat. I think he's a guy that Derek Carr has a lot of trust in from his days at Oakland. So I think it makes a ton of sense. It makes a ton of sense for the Bengals, too, though, with Joe Burrow and the year that they had together. I'm all for it. But, definitely a full circle moment if they were able to bring him back to New Orleans.
That's for sure. I didn't realize that about the travel basketball. So
yeah,
every once
in
a while I come up with a good one, but it's not the case too. Man, Glenn, yesterday you had the weekend where, man, Friday was just an unbelievable pitching performance again by Paul. And you did have a little bit of help with the weather. Anything hit up in the air, man, that's not going out of the park. That's circling in the park. And then Saturday was a sort of a strange game where A&M, you left some people on base. You had the bases loaded, no runs, two men on, no runs. And then all of a sudden you explode in the middle of that game and you get a W. And then yesterday, man, you get a lead, you're in the eighth inning, and then it falls apart. And then, you know, you feel sort of bad about it, and then you look, Tennessee swept, Ole Miss swept, Mississippi State swept. And so, man, two out of three on the road against the 17th-ranked team in the country, that's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, you'll take it every time because, I mean, LSU was also the only team in the SEC to go and win on the road this weekend as well, so – you just know how tough it is in those SEC environments, and for them to get two out of three, in A&M was a big accomplishment. I think probably one of the biggest takeaways for me, you kind of mentioned it there, the free passes that they were given, with walks and hit by pitches and errors that were forced. That's stuff that translates no matter where you are, whether you're at home or on the road. And it starts with the approach. And we were talking with Jay Johnson today. He was very impressed by LSU's ability to force some of those walks, to get a lot of guys on base. And his whole point was, yeah, we might leave some guys on base, but we're also getting a ton of guys on base, and we're converting at a pretty high rate. So very impressive offensive performance. I thought you got obviously a really stellar performance out of Paul Skeens. I'm surprised he hasn't been wasn't the SEC pitcher of the week, but you know, he was absolutely fantastic. And he had some slippage, particularly in the bullpen on Sunday. Certainly something they're going to have to look at and how they kind of spread these guys out. But they've also kind of been in a situation here where they haven't had to use guys multiple times a weekend because they've been so dominant and run ruling a lot of these teams, only getting to the seventh inning. So it's going to be, I think, a little bit of a feeling out process for how they split up some of those pitchers in the weekend. But overall, a really positive performance from those guys.
You're talking a little bit about the offensive performance as well, Glenn, and I wanted to get your thoughts on Tommy White, a guy that LSU fans, once he transferred from NC State, he had all the gaudy home run numbers, like all these, had a historic freshman season with NC State, but he comes over here, and the home runs haven't necessarily been the best part of his game. He's been hitting so well with runners in position. He's been, like, his handle of the bat has been the thing that's most impressed me personally. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on him early on this season.
Yeah, Glenn, it's almost textbook. If you were going to teach somebody how to swing a
bat. He's a professional hitter. He's not necessarily an all-or-nothing home run guy.
Yeah.
He's
but
a guy
he came
that
in
get...
with that reputation
exactly, and he's
of
broken
being
that quickly.
All or nothing at all, and yet he's been a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head there. I think, you know, it was probably a little bit of a struggle for him. He separated his shoulder on the very first game of the season, and he missed a couple games. He was batting under 200 for a couple weeks, but really the last 3 weeks of the season, he's been going nuts. I mean, he's been batting close to 500. You're absolutely right. I think probably the most underrated part of his game has been his ability to swing with runners in scoring position, with guys on base, advance runners, bring in runs. I believe he's around 33 or 34 RBI
34,
already.
Yeah.
And he's only had about 5 or 6 home runs. So, you know, you're not getting a ton of that production from just home runs. He's been able to really drive it into the gaps and do a really nice job in two strike counts. He kind of widens his stance a little bit and just rotates his hips and is able to put balls in play. And he's just done a really, really nice job the last couple of weeks. And, man, when you've got to face him after facing Dylan Cruz, that's a really, really difficult assignment for any pitcher in the conference. And one of the great stretches they had this last weekend was a little two-out magic between those two when Cruz had a double and Tommy White drove him in with a single on the very next pitch. And so those guys have been really, really impressive, certainly like what Tommy White's done at third base as well, has improved as a defender, and he's going to be a guy that's definitely in the All-SEC, All-American conversation again.
Glenn, last week we had on Kim Mulkey, and we've been fortunate to have her on almost every week of the season. And she's like, guys, I just got to tell y'all, I just want my first goal, one more win than I got last year with this team. And so, okay, you've reached that first goal about it. But what a dominating performance by Angel Reese yesterday. I mean, my goodness, 25 points, 24 rebounds, 3 steals, 6 block shots. And that one block when Michigan was trying to make a little bit of a move, as a guy who knows a little bit about basketball, that was almost – to me, like watching when I was younger, a Wilt Chamberlain, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just knock a shot down and say, okay, if you get close, the same thing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, I mean, look, coming into the tournament here, you could probably make the argument that they had struggled kind of in the SEC and kind of closing out the conference play. They probably weren't playing their best ball. I would say these last two games against Hawaii and against Michigan, they've played some of their best ball, and I think a lot of it's had to do with their defense. And Angel Reese has been absolutely the catalyst of those two performances. You mentioned the stats there, but oh my gosh, like Oregon had, Michigan coming into that game was kind of known for their size and known for being able to push teams around. LSU was having none of that on last night, and they just did a really nice job of getting to them early. Obviously, Angel Reese with her near double-double by like 2 minutes into the second quarter. I mean, she was just a woman possessed last night, did really well. I thought probably the biggest stretch of the game that kind of turned the tides for LSU, it was tight in the late first quarter, early second quarter, and Jasmine Carson comes in and hits three threes for you, and it turns like a 6 or 7 point lead into like an 18 point lead, and they're off and running from there. So that was really cool to see some of those complimentary players really support Angel Reese in that game, because they're going to certainly need them coming up here in the Sweet 16.
Glenn, I don't know if this is surprising to you, but Ole Miss to beat Stanford. And then, one team that has gotten the ring with South Carolina, no intimidation, no fear, and they brought them to overtime, has been Ole Miss. And so, man, I remember watching bits and pieces of that game against South Carolina when they took them to overtime. And then yesterday, to watch what they did to a really good Stanford team. Man, Ole Miss is getting hot, and hot at the right time.
Yeah, look, and that's, I think probably coming in, I've been talking to it a bunch with people who follow LSU closely and that women's team closely. There was kind of an overwhelming feeling that maybe the SEC was a bit light in terms of teams that they thought could advance deep into the tournament. And they're having none of that this year, obviously, with South Carolina and LSU, but Ole Miss pulling off a couple upsets. It's just, I think it's a lot deeper league. And when you kind of get into the SEC and you kind of dive into the numbers of really all the sports, I think kind of the consistent theme has been these teams just like to beat up on each other during the regular season. So you don't really know what you got until you get into postseason play against other conferences and other really stout teams. And certainly that's been the case in sports like football and men's basketball and baseball, but also in women's basketball too. You're seeing a lot of these teams get hot at the right time, and it's been really good for the conference.
Glenn, right now Tennessee is blowing the doors off of Toledo, 27-11. So that's another thing. We didn't talk about them, but that's another team.
That's about to make a Sweet 16 appearance.
That will make a Sweet 16 run for it. Charlie, you have a question for Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn. So I wanted to actually get a quick preview from you about Arkansas this upcoming weekend for LSU baseball, going back to the Diamond. Arkansas is just coming off a sweep of Auburn. They haven't played a true road game yet. I thought that was kind of interesting. They're 18-2. Yeah. They're 16-1 at home, but they haven't played on the road just yet. Coming to Alex Box Stadium as the number 5 team. I wanted to get your kind of thoughts on that matchup this upcoming weekend. Paul Skeen, starting on Friday, has been the guy that has really got the Tigers off to good starts this weekend. And the reason that he didn't win the pitcher of the week is because I went and looked into it a little bit. Florida's ace pitcher, Brandon Spout, had a ridiculous complete game shutout where he only allowed like 2 hits. So, I mean, there's going to be times where
just
even
like
with
the catching for Florida.
Exactly. Jack Caglione, that one weekend where he had to split it with Dylan Cruz, so the SEC co-player of the week. But there's going to be times where you'll see Skeens throw a ridiculous performance, and then there's just some other guy in the SEC that does the same thing, if not better. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the Arkansas weekend series and then Paul Skeen starting it off on Friday night.
Glenn, to piggyback what Charlie was talking about, we've had Jay on virtually every week. And, he's a continuous theme of one team that he talks about a lot, more than any other, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Team, recruiting, facilities. How they manage the Razorbacks baseball team. He has talked much, much more about Arkansas than he had about Tennessee. Even a year ago, he really went on and on about Arkansas. And it's interesting that, you hear it, that he continuously brings that up in conversation about the Razorbacks baseball program.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dave Van Horn's been doing it for a really long time down there. I mean, he's been, at Arkansas since 2003, and he's built a really great legacy there. They've made a number of appearances in Omaha, and I think he's one of the more active winning coaches that's out there right now in college baseball. And so, if you're Jay Johnson and you're new to the SEC, you want to look at a guy that's been doing it for 15, 20 years, and there's not another coach that's been doing it longer than Van Horn. He's been really excellent there. I think with this Arkansas team, they're just a really complete team once again. I mean, they've got multiple guys hitting well over 340. They've got pitchers, and all their starters are kind of in that 2.5, 2.3, 1.7 ERA kind of range. I mean, they just got a lot of really good, talented players. And so, it's going to be different for them. I think you mentioned that this is their first true road environment. Yeah. There's certainly not a much better test for them coming in than Alice Box and facing a number one LSU team. You know, they got a lot of late games this weekend. I think Friday's game is going to be at like 7 o'clock. So, you know that the stands are going to be packed at Alex Box. So it's going to be a really fun matchup. I mean, this one in Tennessee are the two that I had circled, at the very start of the season. And it just so happens that they're, back to back. And so I think you can expect a lot of ruckus crowds in Baton Rouge this weekend. And it's going to be a really fun matchup. I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, those 7 o'clock nights, Glenn, give you a little bit more time to put that antifreeze in the system. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. For baseball, it's a lot easier to write on baseball recaps because there's so much time in between
pitches. That's right.
You get to really think about your stories and everything. So it's I love covering baseball. It's been a great treat covering these first couple of years of Jay Johnson. He seems to be, I've had a number
he's the
of
right fit.
Absolutely.
Glenn, yeah, he's the right fit for this job.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had a couple people tell me, they've given me the Kirby Smart comparison for football. He's just got that kind of approach and feel and recruiting and being able to develop teams that can compete right away. And I just think it's a really good fit. And they've obviously off to a tremendous start this season. I would expect that they continue a lot of their momentum moving forward.
Entering the season, Glenn, I'm kind of with you. I was looking at those first three weekend series versus Texas A&M on the road and then coming back home for Arkansas and Tennessee. Those kind of seemed like the highlight matchups for LSU, and it seemed like they were going to get really tested early on in the season. But then you see after opening weekend, and the only team that went 3-0 out of those four teams was Arkansas. In fact, Tennessee went 0-3. They got swept by Missouri. It was kind of a surprising result. But I wanted to get your thoughts on what kind of record you want to see from LSU after those first three weekends of SEC play and how you think that they'll do.
Yeah, I think certainly now that you kind of open things up on the road, I think you want to definitely defend your home field. You definitely want to win these next two series, whether it's taking two out of three or three out of three. I think if you can get out of here, they're 2-1 right now. So let's do the math. 4-2, 6-3. If you're 6-3 after these, next couple of weekends with Tennessee coming to town next week, I think you're sitting in really good position here. And, you've got some really tough ones coming up. South Carolina's off to a really nice start. Certainly Ole Miss is a team that you can never really count out either. So, they got a really tough SEC schedule this year. And if you're able to defend your home field, win a couple series on the road, you're looking at a 20-win, 20-plus win type of conference record, and that's gonna make you a host, I think, later in come postseason time.
Just keep taking 2 or 3.
That's
just
it.
Just keep taking 2 or 3.
Yep.
That'll work for me. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Listen, how many times can you count? We do a show in March, and we didn't talk about LSU spring practice in football. And that's pretty good because,
exactly.
LSU's baseball team, the women's basketball team. Listen, there's not many times you can say that. And Gus's show, I think, kind of the blueprint of what Scott Woodward had in his mind to start when he came here has taken shape.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, you look at not only just baseball and women's basketball, but certainly
the gymnastics team.
Going right now, and softball is a top 10, 15 team in the country. I mean, there's a lot of success going around LSU right now in the spring sports, and certainly that's good to see. It's been a lot of fun.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, bud.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks so much. Glenn West, senior writer at Go247.com. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.